No, technique. I'll tell you why. Wrong. Excuse me.
You got 10 points. Excuse me. I have a potential like 100.
No,
Lawrence,
he wouldn't do that.
Someone listen. Lawrence, listen. So the show is about me coming on.
No, it's not.
No, I didn't know. No. Can I say something?
You see when a man starts like this, just know he's chatting shit.
Please, oh.
He said, listen.
You men are going to bully
yo,
me.
Yo, my people, yeah, it's Chunks.
Yo, it's Philly.
And today we are doing a Chunks and Philly show featuring our very good friend. It's the GOAT of Snapchat.
Yes.
Wow. The man with a gap. Heritage.
I would have also said foundation.
Yeah.
It's a good word. You got to describe boys,
man.
You.
I love it.
What's your intro? King of Snap.
Man King of Snap. Man with a gap. Bada bing. Bada boom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a dead friend. How come I didn't know he had an intro?
Yeah, on Filthy.
Yeah.
Oh.
When he jumps on Filthy, yeah, he has his own little intro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So shout out to Steve and the Madman.
Umrah Mubarak.
Thank you, Umrah. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. How was it?
Amazing, bro. Really, really loved it.
You Muslim?
I'm not, but I'm fasting right now. As my lips all dry.
Oh,
it's crazy.
That's why your breath's dying.
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
I was like, I knew there was a reason for this.
Hey, hey, don't touch me. Yeah, you know the ones there. Yeah, don't.
No, that's good though, man. I'm
trying.
I love that you respect Islam like that, and you know what I mean. You're willing to try and give it.
You know
what
it is,
sick, fam.
One year, I think it's about 4 years ago. Probably maybe 4 or 5 years. I've been doing it. I posted food during Ramadan, and the amount of messages I got back. People upset and all the rest of it. I didn't get it.
But also that in itself is an issue. Like that don't, there's a lot of people online that will make you feel bad about not being Muslim. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not a, you shouldn't listen to that.
I find that myself, you know, with streaming. Like the other day I was streaming and I ordered some food. I was about to eat and then someone was like, oh, like it's Ramadan. But then I turned off my camera though out of respect because not everyone might be as good as fasting as you, you know? So like annoying, there could be man. 2 hours left.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
I'm interested. Why do you find that so annoying?
I find that annoying because you shouldn't press your values and beliefs up on people that aren't Muslim. You get it? If now I'm a Muslim, of course, and I'm not fasting on a day for a particular reason, like maybe I'm sick, I'm taking medicine, and then I start putting food on my story saying, that's okay, now you know what I mean?
Fair
that's a
enough.
Bit. But it's like, you're not even a Muslim.
I respect
bro.
That, you know.
Like, no, I genuinely feel like that. Come on now, let's be honest.
No,
like,
I hear that, but I also hear that once I've now been alerted, like listen, you can't cancel me for the first mistake.
No, but you can't get cancelled regardless.
Okay. But after me now knowing and how much I do respect my Spartans, ain't all the people that follow me, it's my Spartans. It you know what I mean? It's the people that really, there's a couple people that follow me for years that hit me up and just be mindful, Steve-O. That was all it was. There was some decent ones, you know, but then, I started fasting after that. And then, breaking fast with my old friend. You know, my old friend used to go around his and break fast. I'm breaking fast tonight, iftar. With a couple of pals tonight. So I use it as a time now to go and meet my friends as well, have some food with them. It's easy,
nice.
Easy one now though, isn't it? It's not that long.
Yeah, now it's 6 p.m. Between 6 to about 7:37 towards the end of Ramadan. So it's not a difficult one. We've had times where it was like 9:30 p.m, bro.
Hey, you mentioned friend and the first brother I thought was the guy that you used to make do now mad stuff now,
Nige.
What happened to Nige? Is he good?
No.
You don't speak to him no more, do you?
I do speak to him.
Oh, okay, good.
I speak to him. Not as often as
it happens.
We should, but we needed space, man. Imagine I was with him every day.
Yeah.
Winding him up every day.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
Waking
though, good
him
content.
Up. It was amazing. It was the start of this, you know what I mean? And but through this, he met someone, one of my Spartans.
You're lying.
Yeah, had a baby.
You're lying.
Yeah. Had to.
Hey, there must be a little Spartan out there for me then.
Hunt, you
serious?
Me,
I'm trying to breed something before 30.
Are you joking me,
I'm
bro?
I'm 29 this year.
I've got a concept, that I want to do. So I've just done it. You see, I got married in it, right?
Married,
I want to do that with my brethren because I loved it so much that the...
No, but you're doing it for content. Like, as my brethren, I want you to think about who messages you and is good in good nick.
There is that.
And I'd give it a go.
But some good girls turn up. I married one, bro.
Yes, you got married to one of the jobs.
I got married. Pick up my wifey,
You didn't see
Tash.
That?
Love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
And she was on Gladiators. You see her on Gladiators. And two weeks
later.
You didn't
say love you, baby.
Did you not say love you, baby to Tash right now?
Yeah, Tash. She's beautiful, man. Stop it, man. You're going to make her feel
nervous. Sorry, Tash. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't do that.
She's beautiful.
She's a good one.
Looks like Grace Jones.
I don't know who that is.
Boomerang. Got the short hair.
No, remember,
like you got hair like me.
You're
Someone said it was like, you know, the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, keep that out. Your thing's a bit pushy now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, man. He's talking about, the hairline.
What?
Yeah, no, it's a bit pushy.
You see me?
Fullbacks, I'm not pushing up.
Hang about.
Ultra defense.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got the
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm not a wall situation. I'm not even a Wolsey.
Bruv,
yours don't overlap no more.
Nah, mine's mad.
You're a Cafu on his last stages.
Yeah, I've always been like this. I've had this from young. If I show you my pictures from young, I always had a big forehead. And here's a story, right? So all of my brethren that cussed my forehead growing up, they used to call me Spambo, you know, like Rambo.
Spambo. That's a good one, though.
It's funny now, but at the time, it can get a bit tedious and hurt.
does he try and make me feel bad?
No, but it can, though.
So, bold, aren't it?
Spambo, Buckhead.
I remember Buckhead. But Buckhead was like this bit.
Yeah.
Like the back of your head.
And then one time, I was in a custody match with my bridging Jabbo, and he said, if you was in the army, you would salute like this. mad. Even Lawrence is laughing, so I'm saying. So I've had it tough. All them guys, right?
Skull salute.
Yes, yeah, mad.
I'll go, bro. Bless it.
Yeah, it's great. Well,
Never.
But all them guys are bald now.
Yeah.
They're all bald. Karma. My forehead's still the same size. But them lot are bald. They used to have cane rolls.
What jokes
waves.
Do you have for them now?
Huh?
What jokes do you have for them now?
What joke? Oh, mate, I slap their head. Like, I do loads of stuff. Like, as soon as I turn the heating up in my house, so it gets all hot and they start sweating, it's shining. I got heated floors and it's the heated floors.
Didn't need to drop that one.
Yeah, I love that.
But I respect it, though. We come from, where do we come from, though?
We come from
nothing.
Two bedroom flat.
Bottom of the barrel.
Mold behind my bed. Mold in the girls' room. Girls sharing until they was like 15, 16, people taking the piss out of me. Like, I can get emotional, bro. So I'll tell you, I got heated floors. And
so,
I don't have to control them, though.
I recently went LA.
Yes.
And it was crazy how many people come up to me and mention a pod. Like, they didn't know I either done music or YouTube, but they knew the podcast. Mad. I thought it was crazy. Brother, how are we touching that market?
TikTok.
Cold, didn't it?
TikTok.
So what I would say to you is, how would you describe Steve-O as to someone
now
in the world that doesn't know who you are?
How I used to describe it was, I feel my day. So I'd still do the same thing, but the onus before was more on family. That's how I used to document family, right? And document as a dad of these girls in this house trapped. Yeah, that was my thing. So I used to explain it like that. I document my daily life and what goes on. And I still explain it, but I don't do that as much. So when people ask me now, what do I do? I'm just a content creator. Which goes many different avenues, innit? Last week, I'm doing a stream for Boohoo, doing an advert for this, doing the pod for Filthy. Hair, like, it varies. So I just make content now, where before, I really used to hit home what I did, because it was very unique.
Recording your family life.
But again, people say family life, but we just spoke about Nige. It was whatever I was going on, whatever I picked in that time.
Yeah, but I'd say
the most relatable thing and what hit home, what I enjoyed doing the most, was definitely documenting being a dad of these.
To put it into context for anyone listening or watching that doesn't know who Steve was, this man filmed the birth of his child.
All right, yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah, man.
Do you know how mental Aaron is?
You wouldn't get away with that now.
Nah,
Aaron's.
You know what? I don't like it, and it's hurting me a little. Oh, you can relate, actually, having nieces and nephews. Does it hurt you, and you as a dad? I'm curious to hear your opinion. But does it hurt you that they grow up? I think about, obviously, I'm not related to Steve in any way, but I think about when Steve used to show us Aaron as a kid, and she used to do her little YouTube intros, and the way my heart used to melt. And to think that one day she's actually going to do a proper one because you've got a proper channel. It doesn't hit the same for me.
No, man.
So I think I have that feeling with my little sister. Do you get that of your nieces and nephews, Chunks?
I don't really have that feeling, to be fair.
No.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I feel like the young, like when they're like still, obviously, when they're children of God, they're in their purest form, they don't understand right from wrong. Man. Like that's when
there's a kids sweet for spot. Me. There is a sweet spot with kids. And again, I got to film that sweet spot, man. Like I just missed it with Casey and Leah. Although Casey was six and we'd done that sex education video and she didn't know what the words were. And again, there was a sweet spot there. But with Erin, I got first steps, first words, first everything. And I was there because I was so sharp with that thumb on the snap. Family sometimes hated it, But I captured so much. So now.
Oh, that's interesting you said that.
Yeah, of course they did. Come on.
No, like, for real, yeah.
I was.
Because. But,
a pain. Like, I was a pain, bro. I double footed Emma. I got these new football boots from JD. And I'm. Yeah, I'm in the house. Yeah. Going, oh, look at this. Going around playing Match of the Day music. Yeah. And I went to tackle Emma, but I'm on studs on the wooden floor. I slipped. Double footed. She went, fuck it, Kev. Yeah, man, big scar, like it would have been naughty, VAR, everything.
And this is interesting for me, everyone at home, because me and Steve are good friends off camera. I don't get to see him as much, but that's my brother. Enlighten me, and you don't have to share if you don't want to, but has there ever been, can you think of a time specifically where you thought, yes, let's film this, and the family's gone, what are you doing, Pops? Or in Emma's case, Kev, like, do you know what I mean?
No.
No, you can't think of anyone.
But sometimes they would have been thinking it, but we knew what the mission was, man. We were getting ourselves out of the dungeon, bro. Yeah. Like, and they were all like game. Like, even when they wasn't, we wasn't. Like, remember, we started doing my Steve-O the Madman show, but we were filming like 6 episodes a day some days or over the weekend. So, you know what I mean? So we can line them up for the month or whatever. And the girls, man, like, that's no weekends. No weekends, you know? Like, for a good 2 years, like maybe a year or so, no weekends, you know what I mean? And when we went on holidays, I vlogged it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you vlogged everything.
Yeah, but, and that's why now, like, I'm happy to give them their space, bruv. You can see, bruv, yeah, it's tough.
Because I don't know, if I was the you, I'd think sometimes like, oh, dad, chill off.
Nah, never.
But then if I'm reaping the benefits from it, then I probably wouldn't.
It was,
and you did, didn't it? You managed to get
it. Wasn't even that, like,
family home.
The girls, I promise you, man, if I ever thought that they was like that and they didn't want it, I wouldn't have done it. But they loved it even to this day. Like, I could show you videos with Casey and Erin now. You can see I'm a bit emotional, bro.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, man, it's tough.
Take your time, brother.
Good times, bro, man.
What are you emotional over? Like, at the fact that, what's the word, unison? There's a word that's like all together.
I'm trying to do big words.
What, is it more so that you just missed the old days, or
what's the actual issue?
We can get into it, but obviously I'm not with him now, innit?
Oh yeah, that's the thing. How often have you seen him?
But don't they have a room at your crib?
Of course, bruv, but come on, man.
It's not the same,
bruv. It's not the same, bruv. Not the same, bruv, and it's life. It's my life at the moment, innit? And I've got to adapt. So I didn't want to do this show. I still don't want to, but it's got to come out. Like, I don't want anyone to think that because they see me still working and cracking on.
That you're just fine.
That's it, of course I'm not, man.
How often are you seeing them compared to how you were seeing them before?
I see them whenever, man. Emma's like, we're still co-parent and we do loads of stuff together. Like, it's still there, man. Like, but it's just, it's reminiscing, innit? Mm. Like, it's all good. Like, I'm through that now as it goes. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But when I reminisce, bruv, and just think of the times we had, and you thought they were sad times. You thought you had no money and all the rest of it.
Best times ever.
Yeah, man.
You'd pay it. You'd literally drop anything right now to have that time again, right? Mm.
But it's what it is, man.
Is it something that you've come to grips with, or come to terms with,
It's been two years. You lot spoke to me, and like it's been 2 years. So this is the first time. Nah, it ain't. I've cried on Snap. That's what I'm saying. Mm. My people know this. Mm. They will see it. But the rest of the world, I don't do that on the Instagrams and all the rest of it, you know what I mean? But yeah, my people know that I feel like this. But they also know I crack on. They would have seen me cry about my mum when she passed. And I crack on. That is my superpower, is to literally get squashed and crack on. You know what I mean? So it's fine. But the girls look good. You know what I mean? Leah's working and Erin's doing her gymnastics and Casey's doing college. And this is what I was going to say. Casey wants to do this. She's doing her TikToks.
I see Casey.
So like when you, that's what got me emotional. It's like, nah, man, like we were ready to go even more. They wanted to do more. It was like, we had plans, but then as I say, the landscape changed, and I always said I had to pull them back. Like, it wasn't the same. Like, it wasn't the same as when you are on the come up, you can do things and say things like outlandish. I'm gonna be the best at this. I'm gonna win a BAFTA. You say all this stuff, and everyone just roots for you. But then you get past that, and then everyone hates. You know what I mean? So I felt the hate towards the kids because of how well I was doing. So yeah, I had to start pulling them back, bruv. You know what I mean? So
how is their day-to-day life? Because obviously they're in education, being like, you know, the child stars, you always hear bad things about it, like in terms of their, for their mental health and stuff. But how is it for them, like being so well known in their environment at such a young age? Like, do they adapt to it?
Yeah, everything come through me. I protected them in that sense. Like, they don't know half the stuff. They only know half the stuff I say that gets sent, or the bad things when I go and troll back, then they will see it and then they'll laugh about it. But you see Casey now, so proud of her. Like, when she's on her TikTok live and I'm seeing people ask about, where's your mum? Where's this? Where's that? Like, it's grown people asking the kid madness. She handles it, bruv. So sick.
How old is she?
16 now,
She knows how to do
that. Oh, bro, she's like, they grew up in it. Yeah. As Specs would say, born with it, bruv. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, especially Erin, like, when I talk to her about certain things and subjects, her response, I'm like, whoa, like, maybe I worry a bit too much. Yeah, like you're maybe you got fast. It. Yeah. Maybe you have got it. And I know I'm going to protect my... Maybe I worry too much about my kids because, as I say, they're handling so much. Like Leah, there was one stage before we left London. It's one of the reasons I wanted to leave is that she was fighting all the time. She's a swingers. Like, there's videos of her.
No, don't say she's a swingers, though. Please don't turn it. This is emotional at the minute.
Nah, we're about to pass. I'm sorry.
I said Leah's a swingers.
That means she's really rocking.
Brother, you know the... I'm past that now. Sorry about that.
Nah, don't be silly, bro. What
are you apologising for?
But yeah, she was on, when I'm Just Baiting, all them pages were getting big. Probably I'm Just Baiting was already big, but all these other ones, Young's TV and all this started, there was a fighting one, school fights. Lee was on there a few times, bro. Yeah, I've got videos. I'll show you after. I got,
swinging.
Bro, took on like 8 girls, bro. Yeah. Swinging. She took some licks.
She
had a group of girls that just were mad hating on her, man. Like, and she's a good girl. And as I said, again, like, we didn't portray like big time. Like, I made sure I wouldn't slap my kid. I've never hit my kids, but I would definitely have a go at them bad if I see that they was at school.
Acting up.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we lived on the estate with the school. Like, we could never do that, man. Only till recently we lived there. So I made sure. So I know, and I know my kids. If anything, like, be a bit more. Now I know. But back then I was bang on them. Yeah. You cannot be big time. We are not being big time as a family, right? Because you got to remember, at the time, there's so many different stars now and TikToks making one every minute. But back then, there was less numbers, less people. So there was a lot more focus on us as a family, especially as family content as well. So we had, I feel like we had a bit of a duty to be our humble self, you know what I mean? And I installed that into the girls. So when she started fighting all the time, I knew it's not my Leah. I knew these girls are little rascals, you know what I mean? Which is school, and it is what it is. And I always told them, you get hit back and all the rest of it. But then imagine, and this is the change of the landscape when I started noticing, I'm going to have to just start moving differently and pulling kids back. And because I then had to start telling them, people are after you. So don't hit back. Don't let them give you a reason to get suspended or get in trouble with the police, because now they're trying to tempt you. You know what I mean? Where before, someone tempts you, smack them up. Mm. Now they're trying to tempt you, step back. Same as me. I was always a fighter and everything. Then it got to the stage where people could say they're going to R-word my kid, and I just had to take it. And if I did go online and say something, oh, you're the bully, Steve-O. Look at all your spark. Like, so we've had to now, everything we got taught as a family and...
Strip back
and do the opposite. Take more shit. You know what I mean? So yeah, Leah, to answer the question, with it had the girls, and they deal with it so well. Casey's more feisty. She's been more, she's got my attitude and her mum's attitude times 10. You know what I mean? So she.
I like Casey still.
Yeah,
she was in Vibranium.
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, with Brody.
Yeah, man. She still gets pulled up for that. That's what I'm saying. So you know, like, so.
She's been,
It's been a little while, man. So, but now
Was you pissed when Leah got a boyfriend?
You want to go there? remember,
like, so, keep like as my as my brethren now, tell me, how did you feel? Because on the camera, you're going, hey, yeah, so what? What are you going at my door? I want to hear the realness. How did your heart feel?
My heart?
You know what I mean? You're a little girl now, bro. Now. Like,
how old was she then?
It's different to how my heart felt then to now. Now she's 18, like talking of holidays with him and drive this, that, the other. Now I feel something different, which I'll get onto.
Okay.
But at the time when they're
innocent.
Yeah, man, just keep the door open. I used to do like routine checks, walking up to the doors. And try that shit with me, boy.
Nah, see, you're better than me though. You think you're even going in your room?
This is it.
Sit with the family.
Hang about.
What are you going to chat about in private that you can't say around your old man? Me.
Yeah, for real.
And now, my youths know not to run that with me.
There was that.
My imaginary ones. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Camilla.
But that's what made you such a sick dad, you know. Camilla and
Camilla.
Cold.
Yeah, Camilla and Camilla.
Oh, nah, you're sick. You remind me of my pop still, the way he moves.
Bro, that was difficult. Again, remember?
Sorry, I'm still there.
I'm filming it. No, we're still there. We're going to stay there. Because I'm filming all of that. But then you got people saying, wow, my child 13. Like, so it's tough, but that's what I did. That was my thing. I let them have a little bit of leeway because I remember banging all the girls that had their father gave them no leeway.
Yeah?
I'm jumping in and out of windows. These girls are like, but then with me, they're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Super DJ, but scratch finals.
Wow.
You know that? You good? Are we going to talk about that? Is this not like, if you lot?
No, we're not dark.
Yeah, you're not.
he needs to have a day off so we can go dark for one.
And it's obviously
Ramadan. Okay. So I'm even extra light.
Yeah.
I'm bright today.
Yeah.
But,
sorry, brother.
So yeah, man, I make sure, bruv is tough, geez. Because I was a boy, little Rahman, old type Rahman, like son-in-law. I love him. I've grown up with him, innit? I've seen him from 13. I know his mum.
Oh, right, it been...
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's the same year.
Yeah.
I thought she got a new shape.
No.
Still got the 13 plate.
Not Leah. She's, Leah Leah's loves him, devoted.
Same engine, just running strong.
Yeah, it's the mileage.
Yeah.
Because it's from 13 to 18. It's been about 5 years.
It's a good engine.
Yeah, it's a good engine. Car analogy, never mind.
Yeah. No, I know the engines, but it's my daughter.
Yeah, no. When we don't mean it.
I'll start turning to the mechanic. Yeah, you know the mechanic?
Yeah, God, you got
it. Quickly.
Yeah, but we didn't mean it like that. It's just the way we chat. When, you know, like your fullbacks?
Yeah.
It's just like we just turned.
Yeah, but a 2.1 would be a 21-year-old. Are you not in that term?
No.
Like you said they were together when it was 13.
They've been active for so long.
I like the mileage, Frey. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because they've been together for so long. You get it?
Okay.
So that's
save us.
Yeah, that's no, it's definitely not that.
Yeah,
I've never.
Don't think about my daughter's boyfriend is so long and do all of that stuff.
No, we're not doing that.
As a dad, it
goes. Oh, that's how you think. Oh, sorry,
listen.
What's his name though?
Rahman.
All right, Rahman, big up yourself though, man. Mm. Seriously, brother, if you're listening to this, thank you for being so good to Leah, bro.
You got to remember, Leah's lost her nan, both nans. Sheila, she is a year. She's been gone and my mum's 3 years. So like, she lost...
Sheila!
Yeah, Sheila passed, man.
You walked into it naked in front of her.
No, she came in. Let's not get twisted. Sheila was always trying to look at my pipe. Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah, hey, she seen the whole wood on the mains. I remember that story. RIP Sheila, man.
It's more than once, so you got to start.
Yeah, that's when you start.
And then
it's an accident, Sheila. Yeah. That's why trying to see the pipe.
I don't know if you remember the video I'd done when I was in the towel. It's a small flat.
Yeah.
And I'm walking and she went, oh, what are you walking around the ass in your towel for? Excuse me, Sheila? Like, listen, I'm a big man. Don't tell me I can't walk around. You know, I went back into the room, started venting to the snap. The Snapchat got me gassed. What? Don't have that. They used to get me gassed. They used to get me in so much trouble in the house. Yeah. I said, what? So I went in back into the front room, whipped it. That's when you started seeing me scan, smack, smack, and it's just hitting my legs. Bap, bap, bap. Bat. The kids are going, no, daddy. It was crazy.
No,
That was the greatest times on Snap.
Do you plan stuff or do you just like, as the day comes, like you just like kind of put whatever's going on?
No plans, man. Like, no, it's my day to day life. So if I walk in and Rahman is in my Crocs,
okay,
like story time. Yeah, story time. And then there's a bit of...
So what's the pros and cons of that? Because like, what is real life now?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no. Ooh, I know real good life, question.
Huh?
I know real life.
Like, yeah, but explain it.
So what's allowed to be on camera, what's allowed to not be on camera? You know what I mean?
Them tears you just saw. No, but even that, bro, I film everything. But like, you got to remember it's 10 minutes. So now, and I'll exaggerate certain things as well. Remanding my slippers now. Yeah, like, all right, you're taking the mic a little bit. Calm down. Like using my cup in my slippers with my dressing gown.
But really,
it's not that deep. But I can make a story out of this and people will get that where it's coming from. You know what I mean? So, and that was with a lot. Emma's food. Man.
They used to take the piss out of it all the time.
All the time.
Was actually that pants?
It was disgusting sometimes. And Erin, you know, babies don't lie.
Yeah.
Bruv, Erin would see, that was another great thing with Erin. She was my tester. I say, Erin, what's mummy's food like? Or,
yeah, it's good.
But that was more grandma's food.
So
it's all documented, bro. Like, I've got it all documented. So, yeah. But now.
I'd be willing to get good cook.
Now, bruv, Emma, the other day, just gone. the girls have come round. Believe I'm like, yo, man, bring some of mum's food. Before the food's even finished, Emma's put me, done me a little Tupperware. No roasties, because the roasties didn't want to even cook, and she still sent it around. Emma's a G. Emma's the biggest.
So you still have your co-parenting, of course.
Of course, yeah, man.
So how's, like, if you don't mind me getting into it, like, how's your relationship with Emma now
that you've broken up with her? Bare questions.
But... Yeah, but at the end of the day, with Steve, like, he knows, he can answer what he wants to answer. If he doesn't want to answer,
we'll
keep
shut the fuck up. Yeah, exactly. I really wanted to, but man, it's all good. Like, she came round and she helps me, like, we put up a trampoline.
Ain't that hard, though?
Wait, Dad, I've got a question as well.
Go on.
I've got loads.
You've shown your family so much. Mm-hmm. Why was Emma never on Snapchat?
Because,
like, you never showed her face.
That's the artistry in what I was doing, bro. I grew up watching Tom and Jerry. Like, Cow and Chicken.
Dexter's,
like,
Lab.
Dexter's Lab, things, you know what I mean? So once, it started with Emma being a B-I-T-C-H.
She didn't want to be on there.
She didn't want to be on there. Mate, I ain't helping ya. Yeah? fuck your snap and all that, yeah? Yeah?
No, she was heavy.
Ain't helping ya.
That's bad, mine.
Yeah.
She trust was me, hilarious. But then I was like, hang on. Oh, this sounds
might have
good.
Something there.
This sounds good. And then from there, it was like that. And then this went, I'm like, mate, oh, not hearing Emma's voice is this. So then I had to work angles and, like, the hardest one, but the best ever one I done was when she had the baby. I had to get angles, bro, but I had to, like, so what's real, what's not real? That's real. But I got in my bag there, bro. Like, I mean, like, there's one part. Yeah, it's crazy. It's
content
crazy.
Is life.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But listen, it come at a cost. Yeah. Don't get me crying again, bro.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. But yeah, so there's one part when we're rushing. She's in labor. Yeah.
This is all on snap.
Yeah. She's got the bag.
His first thought is, come on, Ems.
You know what I said? This is funny. And I never revealed this stuff, but I'm here with you boys.
Go on.
Like, people think it's all luck and all the rest of it, 10 years of stories. So there's one part, I've got a little shortcut, yeah? But there's no way Emma, pregnant, should be taking my shortcut through the bush, down the hill, yeah? So it's only a little hill. She's pregnant in labor. I said, Emma, I said, please, man. I said, bro, it had a secret look for the snap. if you're coming...
He's thinking the amount of bread I'm gonna chop from this story.
I didn't get paid. It was
money.
For love, man.
He never ever got paid.
Oh, yeah, snap on his head.
I'm just not getting paid now, and now they mess up my views anyway, bro.
Yeah.
Talk about that. We definitely don't want to talk about that. These apps that entice you and then whip rug from under your feet, man. And you try to buy houses and shit, and they just stop
not
your
me
money,
though
huh?
Snap, I love you.
Yeah, Snap, please, man, come back. No, I'm joking, but yeah, so that one on the bush.
Right, and you, look, you've said to her, look, what have you said?
No, but it's all
no,
quick.
No, look, we're acting it out now. What? Look, I'm M, yeah?
Yeah, you're
we're
M,
going
yeah?
Down, I'm going down the hill, yeah?
She went, I'm filming, so I went.
Oh, Kev, I'm
yeah,
feeling
so come quick, she went, I went, I've got to go through the bush. She went, oh, M, I said, stop, bang. Trust me, automatic, yeah? And please, how secret look if I'm taking you through the thing and you're fucking telling me to fuck off and that.
She's in labor.
She went, Kev. I mean, oh, so I put back up. I went, Em, come quick, take the shortcuts. Remember, I used to do my walkout every day, so everyone knows my shortcut.
Yeah, yeah.
The bare times when it was raining, I'd slip down that thing or I'd get my shoes dirty.
Yeah.
I should be taking that shortcut. So that shortcut, people know about it. So I'm like, how good will it look? Anyway, so she's like, fucking hell, Kev, coming through the bush. I'm like, sorry, babe. spat there, yeah. That's and right. Sorry, you licked it.
Nah.
It hit your lip, you catch that.
Yeah, that's on camera.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. I spat, I see
anyway,
it.
go on. The story's good.
Then we got, anyway, so I'll tell you the labor story. So we get into so, the-
look, you've gone down in here. Gone down the bush.
Got into the car. Listen, got into the car.
So what if she drops?
He's thinking snap, content.
Nah, she would, honestly, you know bro. She got balance.
No, he would film her before he gives her hand. Yeah. Right, Ems?
Hey, 100%. Oh, you don't remember the time when the girl, they got this scooter. You know the one, so it's two, it's a scooter. It's got the two things each side. And Leah's, daddy, watch me. And I'm like, yo, all you hear is, psh, 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 psh. I'm like, oh, Leah. I run up to her. I step over her. I say, man, I just got this scooter, man. What the come on, man. That was my thing.
No,
that
it was good, my thing.
But she's fine. She was fine, man.
I just got this scooter.
Yeah, man. That was amazing. My whole thing, here's a little thing. I've never had this talk where I'm letting off my little, I've never spoke.
Your
never
little spoke, method, secrets.
Yeah, I've never spoke about this, but I based my character, it's me, but it's an exaggerated version.
Yeah, yeah, same like us, bro. It's
Bernie
like us.
Mac, yeah, Bernie Mac. Man, the way he used to talk to his nieces and nephews, that's how I was, man. But he took them in when his crackhead sister couldn't look after them. He took them in, like
real life story.
Real life story.
Why did Bernie did that?
That's all you need to know. Like, is he loves these kids. So however I act around, whatever you see, like it's fun. And my kids, like, they're sticking their fingers back up at me. They know that I couldn't run really. But it's all
for the cameras.
Yeah, they know. They knew. They knew. We had a real. There's a couple of times I had to look at them and be like, nah. I'm serious here. You know what I mean? But very rare, man. Very good kids. So yeah, Michael Kyle. My wife and kids.
My wife and kids, my goat, man.
Yeah, man. So always like I always would try and prove a point. Like
moral of the story captured.
But I would mess up. You know what I mean? Because the point really didn't really need proving. You know what I mean? So I missed that, man. I miss all of that. And but we're still doing it, like.
Not really, though, are you?
Nah, because I'm not with them, bro.
Like, I see you do it with Casey sometimes.
Yeah, Casey.
Casey stays at the crib quite a lot, innit?
She stays there, yeah. She lives there, yeah. So,
but yeah. Oh, Casey lives with you?
Mm.
Oh, that's banging.
So not Lee and Aaron?
No.
And that's great, though, innit?
Yeah, man. And they come stay. Rather, it's a weird setup, and we're trying to get more organisation to it.
Yeah.
But we went on 4 holidays last year.
Oh, banging, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's sick.
Oh, bro, those tears that I showed you ain't because me and Em have split. Like, because, boy, you see, I got my new wife and all that, you know what I mean? And
Tash,
old type Tash, Black Beauty. Nubian princess, you get me? I went the full other way, had to. Huh? Nah. Those tears come from you just mentioned the olden days and I miss it so much. I got to be... Like, remember, because I'm documenting, I'm present. So I'm seeing everything, man. I could have been working out and not seeing and like all my kids' reactions, how they react to things and this. Like, honestly, man, I feel so privileged to have filmed. And I look back, I'll get it again, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's family, happy. Man. It's happy tears, bro.
Sick.
Mm. Edit that in before the other tears so people know. But yeah, of course, it's different setup, man.
Much how did you discover Steve-O?
Snap, just genuinely. I think I was a big fan of Snap, so I used to love being on Snapchat. And then obviously him being one of the biggest creators in the UK at the time, was just logging in, adding Steve-O, and just seeing what kind of stuff he was getting up to. And it's like I remember, like, I couldn't wait to see his next stories. You know what I mean? Like his batch of stories, because usually film like one big batch, and then maybe like 2 hours there, you see him on a break where he used to do the little sock and shoe check, and then
every day walk
kind
out,
of flex out, walk out.
Yeah.
I remember seeing everything, bro, with Steve. So I was
cold, amazing. Man.
I've been
cold,
a big fan. If I was to check right now,
man, even showered recording.
But he's done. I think Steve has done everything on Snapchat.
You can't do that now.
Yeah, look how long I've had you. 6th of July 2016, I was a fan trying to get a reply from you.
Why?
I haven't even been before that.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Why?
Because
there's new rules and regulations.
Oh, brother, so this is the thing. Like, how I used to snap, and I speak to people at Snapchat now, how I used to snap, it's impossible. Snapping with my top off. That was one of my things I used to do from bed. You can't snap with your top off now, unless you're in the right settings. So it's funny.
Beach.
Yeah, it's on the beach. You see that, right? So I spoke to Emily and she's like, look, man, unless I said, what about the girls then? Like, why are they allowed to do this, that, and the other? Like, oh, and she's like, maybe they're on the beach or doing the swimming bar or whatever. And I'm like, okay, all right. So you've got to be in the right setting. So I thought it's AI. So I got my Photoshop guy to put me on a beach.
With his boxes
and everything. Yeah, with my wire fronts. Yeah. But it didn't work. AI is smart, pulled it up straight away, says I'm trying to do clickbait. They said I'm trying to do clickbait, which I was. But remember at the start of the monetization, everyone was doing clickbait. Oh, right. So they've obviously done a program now that doesn't even allow people to clickbait.
The whole of social media is clickbait, bro. Look at YouTube thumbnails.
Brother, it's tough, mate. But yeah, I used to do it from the shower, so I can't do my snaps from the shower now. When I'm in the shower, that's when I read my snaps. But then I'll maybe reply to one. I have to pull it all close to my head now so my body doesn't get in there and all of that. It's difficult, but it's evolution, man. The stuff that makes it difficult now is the stuff I was asking for when I was getting called the N-word and people saying they're going to R-word my kids and all the rest of it. So listen, it's progression, isn't it, man? But it's definitely hindering my creativity. Forget the money. It's messed my money up. Like you wouldn't believe, you can't put links on there no more.
Yeah.
All of that, you know what I mean? And like, I've got my new hats coming out. That was where I used to drive traffic from my snap. Everything's driven from my snap, you know what I mean? So the limits are definitely hindering, but again, it's not about the money. It's not about sending people to watch a new show or anything like that. It's my creativity. The music I play and all, like it's everything that gets flagged now, you know what I mean? So that's the difficult part about the new age, man. But yes, snap, man. You lot are giving me some memories, mate. Like, but I still snap. I do snap, but people say to me, like when I'm on TikTok now, because I do my TikTok's growing. People stop me, like what you said about people stop you for the pod. I'm getting stopped for my TikTok, like recently, and which is mad. I don't really post on TikTok. I just post old clips. I do one old clip, one sort of universal clip, and then one maybe a new clip or whatever. So. That's what I try and do, innit? So just to get my old videos and monetize some of the old clips, you know what I mean? But yeah, people are noticing me from that, but I still snap, but they say to me, I used to have you on Snap. Like, where have you gone? And again, I spoke to the Snapchat people and I'm not even trying to, this ain't about me getting at Snap because it changed my life.
Changed your life, facts.
Yeah, 100%. But there's problems, man. There's problems. It's an app. Point is, you can't bank on this software. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why you do investments away from this. And I've always said, try and build away from the social media because you can't bank on it, bro. They drop your RPMs and all of that. Like, they pull rug and that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. What are you lot up to, bruv? What are you lot up to, man? When are you going to get me involved in a football game, bruv?
Yeah, no, I was talking about that, bro. I've seen your, because obviously I've
always I know he's a baller.
Because obviously, look, bro, bear in mind. Leighton Orient, of course. So I thought, yeah, you've been the
Newport
guy.
Newport County.
But I've never actually, you know, I've realised I've never seen you playing football.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, cool. Oh, I've seen you recently with Sky Sports.
No.
Sky Bet?
Yeah. New show, League 72.
League 72. And I've watched him with Connor Cody and Mark O'Brien.
Good players.
Very good player. Of course, Premier League winner. And you've got Connor Cody, of course. That's World how you Cup, introduced them, by the way. And he was... shocking.
Yeah. Nah.
His technique was a bit off.
Lawrence
man.
Is laughing again. Like, hey, listen,
was he that bad?
Bro.
Hang about.
He did a fake, like he did wrong foot penalties. And like, bro, like those volleys when he looked like he was doing this one, like his hands were up, like he was
The T Rex techers.
Yeah, the T Rex.
The keeper pulled out the best save in the world ever.
Well, the volley, there was one volley, but like not as good as I expected.
Right. So let me explain.
Talk to me, man.
So
and Specs tells me he's better than me as well.
League of 72, new show. Where we're going around. The 72 clubs outside the Prem and challenging them. I didn't know that was what it was about. I promise you, I didn't know. I thought, because remember, I've always done the football content, you know, I go there and I be silly. I don't care that I can actually play. When you go there and really try, no one gives a F, bro. So I go there, take the pee out of myself, right? Always done that, right? Well, no, not this show. This show, and I didn't know until after I saw Manny. And then Manny's
in it as well.
Billy Wingrove's in it. Billy's
in it. Yeah, they've selected us for our football talent.
Tom Ince and Hiddleston, and he was stanching it. So I've seen quality. I've seen quality. Then I remember at the end of the episode with Billy, I saw Steve-O 10 points. So I said, oh, Steve-O's been on this as well. So I want to watch it back. I've seen
that. Stop saying that.
Is it that bad, bro?
Oh.
Let me finish my story. Horrible. Then you can say that. Listen. I was doing it for comedy. See the point?
Yeah.
you lot are gonna do
you
me.
You hear the tone? They're for comedy.
That's
that means like random. My thing's flimsy, but just allow me.
I'm being honest. I would tell you.
Okay, so I'll tell you. So he's cold, isn't he?
The crossbar challenge. There was no way you're getting one. You generally tried with those ones. I saw that.
Right. So
the crossbar challenge.
So. And this is how I know he's a pagan.
Right. Because
you know, one of the first times I ever met him, he saw me lick the crossbar, left foot, right foot, the Adidas event with Filthy. You don't remember that?
2016.
Yeah.
Too long ago. Too long ago.
Years ago. No,
you can't live off a crossbar from 8 years ago.
It wasn't even a goal, it was a crossbar.
No. Philly, but this is what I done. It was crossbar challenge. I went up there and I done right foot, left foot, ping, ping. Trust me, as a baller.
The fact that he remembers that from 2016.
I killed it, I remember.
You know, that's his footballing best moment. Crossbar, 2 feet.
Oh, you better do me.
And I bet it was 7 as high ago, little logo.
I forgot what
it was. Was it logo?
Yeah, five.
It's goals.
Fives? Yeah, horror.
It's harder.
That's horror. It's lower. You ain't got to get the ball up.
So I can actually play ball, yeah?
I can, bro.
How often do you play now?
I don't play now, bro. I don't play at all.
Bro, not everyone's like you. Like 2 sessions a week.
I'm upset.
Trust me, that's unheard of.
That you do me like this. But I suppose that's what you've seen. You're only as good as your last game. Okay,
I'll take it. Exactly. Exactly, bro.
My game before when I hit the crossbar twice. Left
the
right
game of 2016, brother. That's 8 years. Aaron wasn't even born then.
You lot should do...
Was he born?
No. There you go. You lot should do Filthy versus SDS 5-a-side. Actually, no point. Filthy will slap SDS.
Yeah,
no,
is
it?
They would.
Two names.
They would.
No, one. PK Humble.
Yeah, but no, he's not allowed to.
I'm better than PK. Are you joking me?
No, seriously. Honourable mention to PK. Hey, PK, big up yourself, man.
Listen, hang on.
You think you're better than PK Humble?
Great player.
PK is quality.
PK Humble. PK Humble.
You see my thing? I played for England. All the, you know that, innit?
Yeah. But look at saying you played.
Yeah.
Okay, you in your prime, of course you're better than PK, bro. You
were
not necessarily. PK is a baller.
He's a great football player, defender. Bro.
Yeah, you're right back.
Right back, centre back. Yeah.
That was actually loud. But I remember when he was talking to
where's her buddy?
Because the way he says it, his tonality.
Bro,
you play with, I remember because then I know he was a big player, bro. Because there's times where Buffy were bringing like a footballer, yeah. And I remember he was talking to Benty, and you can see he knows a lot of ballers that only they know. You get it?
So I can tell,
he must be the guy.
But bro, I'll be honest with you.
Just, with me, he said.
Just in case,
crazy.
I look like I actually care about playing football. I don't care, and I probably am overweight now, and I'm not.
No,
as
but
good
you
as
can
I was.
Do that little thing, that trick with your belly. So you know about that trick?
Rolling.
So, where he's got a belly, and all of a sudden. Is wham? He's got.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
No.
All right, it's probably sweaty belly button right now. Anyway,
with all these rules as well, it's probably good.
But yeah, no, man, I don't care. I'm not trying to be good. But yeah, that whole they done me, man. They could have said to me like old type Dave and Sav. They could have said to me like, "Yo, bro, this is proper things." Because I got there and I had to do it in my tracksuit. Leicester wouldn't give me a kit.
Yeah, I remember. So yeah, that
tracksuit. Bro, so guess what? I had to holler Hamza.
Charge you.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And then like the woman's like, nope, we've got no kit around the training ground. No
kit.
Then
Hamza get you one.
Hamza comes out here, Steve, brand new.
Bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
You know what I mean?
Big up Hamza, he bought me medium.
Tight, no, Bamba suit.
Yeah, I couldn't even wear it, to be honest with you, but I think he was trying it, bro. I think people want to take the mickey out of me.
Very nice.
Lovely guy. Lovely guy.
Who's the nicest footballers you both have met?
I've got a bad one. That's a player I don't like. It might surprise people.
I'm letting you know now. If I like him and he's my mate, then we're bleeping with the name you say. Man, you ain't got
a
bleep.
We've had a thing before where you've had to DM me about one of your friends, remember? Or sorry,
what's
that mean? Yeah. Remember I posted the clickbait stuff on Twitter when I was on my little Twitter villain thing, and it was about my man, Arsenal player, number 10, Smith Rowe. And you said, nah, bro, allow that, take it down. You held me up and I did.
Yeah, I can't lie. I like him.
Yeah. Right.
It's my dog, though.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
Is your dog? All right.
You don't like him?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Oh, you're just using him as an example.
Sorry, no.
Oh, thank God.
No.
I thought then I was going to say to him, bro, they even speak on that. Fuck with the mill. You get me?
No,
like, that's my guy. Like, do I have his number? No. But if I see him.
Yeah.
You get me? It's love.
That's it.
Yeah.
But
and he went like that, boop, boop.
So, I don't know him.
Yeah.
But so I'm saying, I didn't know him from Adam, so it wasn't even a personal thing unless someone had put it into one of the groups and then I'd put it on Twitter for some clickbait stuff, innit?
Whatever, yeah.
But remember, I'm on Snapchat saying to people are idiots on Twitter. Like, you can put anything on, they believe anything, misinformation. So my Spartans always know what I'm up to, but then sometimes it might look weird. Like, why are you posting?
Yeah.
But I'm always got a plan, right? But anyway, so it's not Smith Rowe. I don't know him.
Good.
And you know, I'm just letting people know that you held me up to protect him.
Yeah, that's
and,
my guy.
Yeah, yeah, right. The person I think is a bit of a cock is Olivia Giroud, man.
I've met him.
Man.
Oh, he was nice to me.
Yeah, I met him.
Mate, yeah. I'm telling you, and I say this, and I know people can have off days.
Yes.
And again, it might be my energy that I started with, yeah, but it was maybe a Puma event. I got a picture of us at the Puma event,
oh,
me and you.
Oh! You must have been there as well.
I was there.
What did was it like with you lot that day?
He was nice.
Yeah, so I entered the conversation, banter.
Done too much.
Should I tell you why?
You didn't even know what I said.
Go on. Go.
I went, being a good looking guy like myself, yeah, one of the, so I was just trying to say that we're both good looking, trying to.
Yeah.
No, didn't like it, bruv.
Then
after, I'm asking more questions, like, but just, now I can feel his energy. I went, T, forget this. Yeah, allow that. What's this guy up to, man? Yeah.
What's this? That's the new one.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, you've given me new material.
What's this guy up to?
What's he up to? Yeah. No, that's like, why I'm
going for Dookie? Just
because I went in with his look. Obviously, you got to remember now. Context, bro.
Yeah, you know what it is? You're speaking about how long he is before even.
Yeah. And I get it. If that's who he's been judged on, right? Yeah, it's bad. So, as an adult. You nearly made me.
Yeah, calm down.
You almost getting blows to the mic.
Bro, you're doing it. I'm going,
No, he lost it.
That's what has happened.
Is that why he was laughing? Why's his mouth open for?
Because I was like,
And you didn't want to say nothing.
I didn't mean.
It's all looking.
Don't edit that.
Yeah. Is there one you don't like? I feel like you got to say.
Antoine Griezmann.
Is it?
Oh my God, I loved him.
See,
our point's proven. It's all so.
Hey, I swear to God, right? Listen, I'm counting them. One in my eyeball, one on my lip, and one went at the back of my throat.
Yeah,
I just realized this video, they've been spitting each other's mouth.
Yeah,
crazy.
No, chill. I don't like all that. Don't fuck with me, please. Spitting in each other's mouth.
No. You licked his joints and then you spat him.
I didn't lick his joints. That was cut. You just said that for content.
Here's some information.
You see?
That gorilla.
Yeah, don't ask me why a gorilla came up.
But look.
Why?
I don't know.
AI is bugging,
but,
you know?
But just to quickly clarify what I wanted to say, that clearly goes to show that I reckon all of these people, when we met them, genuinely had a bad day. Actually, well, to be fair, no one spoke on Ari.
I've tried to turn on silent and I've just rang my other phone. So how'd you get on silent?
It's okay, bro.
No, that rings the other... Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah,
good. Just leave it.
To be fair, no one spoke on meeting Winks and saying he was amazing, but I liked Giroud and I loved, I'm talking loved, Antoine Griezmann. What was your experience?
No, it was just we were in Holland and I was filming with, was it Holland? I'm not sure where we were, but I was filming with Henri. I was filming with, I saw Suarez with his kids, by the way.
Wow.
So all these people were being so nice. Bear in mind, I've just met Henri, right? And Umtiti as well. So I've just met Henri. He was so nice to me. That's one of my goats. I filmed with him. Me, I think it was Timzy as well. And bear in mind now.
I love Timzy.
Bear in mind, I just met my goat, right? So I've seen Antoine Griezmann. I'm a film with Antoine Griezmann and I'm on the side and I'm like, just come aside with the pro direct, whatever. And we're about to start filming with him. And then he looks at his, I could tell he was tired because he was filming a lot, maybe on the days, like media day, where filming a lot of brands. So then he was like, what's this? Like, he was not even his agent. He was like, what's this? And then he was like, they were like, oh, is Pro Direct going to be filming this video? And he goes, he spoke in French. So then his agent came to us and said, he said, he's only speaking in French. And then I was like, they were like, oh, well, Chunks doesn't speak in French because it doesn't matter. They goes, okay, cool. So we're going to make him do, instead of filming with Chunks, we're going to make him do shout out to Pro Direct. Like, that's just to talk about Pro Direct quickly. And he was like, nah, I'm only doing it for 5 minutes. We had a 15 minute slot with him because I'm only doing it for 5 minutes. I'm not doing it.
Have you met him since?
No. So now I looked at Pro Direct and I was like, I'm not comfortable anymore, am I? Because this guy is basically saying, he's looking at me, he's doing this.
They're like your whole vibe. Portfolio.
So I just went, yo. So I'm outside, I'm waiting in the cab. So I just waited in the car for them to film their clips. They come back out and I was like, what did you film with them? He goes, it was just him doing that kind of stuff.
That went viral though.
Yeah, probably did. But I'm saying
that was good work.
So he looked at your whole frame and said, nah.
Not my frame. You're spitting each other's mouth.
Nah.
So you want to carry on? You want to carry on? Let's do this then.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like the frame on.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Fez?
Yeah, 100%. Call it quits. But nah, it was like just that. A bad day for him. But instead of like talking bad on him, I was just like, you know what? It might have just been a bad day for him, but he was very rude, bro. Yeah. Like, man's been,
have
that
you
kind
ever
of
been
stuff.
Rude?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I have.
We're human, bro.
I'm sure.
That's why I quickly had to clarify that point, because I don't want no one at home watching and thinking, raw. I met them, and people, it was the complete opposite.
There's people
like,
that are
going to
have that story about Philly and say he was absolutely
Yeah. Mm. Facts, bro. Man's like, we're only human. Do you get what I'm saying? I remember one specifically, yeah, there was this time, yeah, I was going to my Tesco, bro. My nan and granddad died like 2 days apart from each other. Sad times for the whole family, you get me? And it's weird because I go through stages sometimes where I pretend to be happy for the sake of a supporter. But that day I couldn't do it.
Mm.
I didn't want no pictures. I didn't want to do the yeah man for your snap and gas up your thing. And anyway, I've gone to Tesco. The girl's asked for a picture, but I've got my head down. I don't even know how you clocked me. I had my head down. You know them Canada Goose hoods? They're big, innit? So bro, how did she spot me? So anyway, she's gone, how can I get a picture? I've gone like that. You get me? Devastated, bro. Nan and granddad's just died. You get me? And I'm more upset because my mum's my world and my mum's in bits now. You feel me? Like even the other day, it's mad. Mum started going at it again. But anyway, so I've got back to the crib. I've checked my requested DMs. The girl sent me a nasty message, you know. You don't even understand. It's people like me that are the reason that you're in, even in this nice area. You need to stop and give time to your supporters. I just text her back and I said, my nan and granddad died 2 days ago. I just don't want to take no pictures. The message I got back now was her saying sorry in the maddest way. Do you get what I'm saying? So Chunks is right in that sense. Like, tough, I was man. A to that girl. But then the week before, 2 days before my nan and granddad passing, I was probably like the best I ever was to someone. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's why I had to clarify that. They are probably nice human beings. We probably just met them all on the wrong day. Well, actually, not in his case. I just don't think Giroud liked him because we met him on the same day.
No. I think it was how I ended. Like, if a guy only gets spoke about how good looking he is, you remember this is Giroud probably Chelsea.
No, but it's a joke though.
I know, mate.
Is it Chunks?
Yeah,
because I feel like your tonality determines a lot. It's different if he's gone and walking. Oh, you think you're handsome, innit? And even going, you're a good looking brother.
Was it the beginning of the interview?
Oh, it's the first line.
Is it? You reckon that's too much?
Yeah, it's like you haven't even addressed the fact that I'm a good footballer. It's more just I'm.
But we're here at Puma, your sponsor, and it's your face is on the wall. We know you're good.
Like, yeah, I guess. But we know you're good because you know, Giroud was catching.
But again.
For being an av footballer, like at one point, like now at the end of his career, people are now starting to respect him because of how good he was. But back then, bro, they were like, you're bang average, bang average striker,
good looking,
very good looking, of course. But I'm saying as in, he probably just got annoyed that maybe that day he got called good looking five times, and he's like, you know, this is the sixth time, this is the short, I brought the cameras back, I've had enough of you.
But you did say the best footballers you'd worked with.
Oh, I got too many.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just gonna say that there's so many, but a recent one. Remember, I hadn't done a lot of football content for a little while.
Yeah,
so to be back on the pitch with the ballers and that, and just being in my element.
Element.
Yeah.
Like 10 out of 100.
Be in my element.
No,
oh.
You're trying to see.
Oh. I know when you done that though, you regretted being so whacked that day, innit? I ain't even watched that. Is it funny?
Bro, it's nice. Of course it's funny. It's a good video. Like he really...
funny as in when you see him do the tech, it's so horrible.
Bro, it's wrong, man.
Yeah.
They're even laughing at him. Like, what's he doing? Yeah.
No, they didn't do that.
Well, you watched it.
He's done the accent.
They get high pitched. It's Connor.
He stinks of the wall. Like he'll be hitting before he hits the free kick, but he stinks of the wall, he'll hit the wall. And then they'll just both start busting up. They just saw him as funny that day. But then the volley, there was one volley, good technique. So I even said, oh, good technique. But I was like in shock. I was like, this is Steve.
So it's a recurring. We've got a bad habit of cutting each other off.
No, it's fine. It's fine because it's a great segue because he's being a pagan to me. And now I can mention when he used to have a gap. and he left me. Yeah, so I've already got some hostility.
And Dark has left you as well. Yeah, he's got Invisaligners now.
Invisalign now, man.
Yeah,
Should I do it?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Do you care?
No, he loves it.
Steve it's not an insecurity for you. I think for the man.
How do you know?
Because you would have done something about it.
I don't know, because I've got a lot of young
kids. I've seen your car, I've seen your yard. Look at the trainers you got on. Your little one-of-one gilet. Yeah. You definitely would have done something about it if you was that insecure.
Yeah, no, bro,
you know I mean?
How about this?
You love
you
it, bro.
Because I've asked you directly. And I said to you, to the point where during your Snapchat, you used to do like a little prank where you had a tease that fills it in.
Yeah.
But you'd never do it like for real life.
Except people were crying when they thought I filled my gap. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of pressure. Yeah, man. Like, I'm like, mate, you're like,
yeah, but you gotta live for yourself as well a little bit. Anyway, go back to the footballers, go back to the footballers.
Footballers, so yeah, I'm on to you. But footballers, Connor, recent one. So yeah, being back on the green.
Name a couple, name five back to back.
Connor Cody, Michael Brighton, Sharky.
Sharky, yeah.
Didn't they call himself Sharky? They call him Sharky.
Yeah,
call
him Sharky.
Who?
Michael Brighton.
Oh, cold. Go on. So Connor, Mark. Give me three more.
Blood Clark. Oh, you put me on the spot. You've put me on the spot. Maybe you could name someone I might judge my mind. So you name a couple that you love working with.
Mine, I'm talking always do the most for me. Even when they're like, their agents are like, no, he can't kick the football today. They're like, what bun that? Leroy Sané. Wow, what a human being.
Yes.
Lucas Moura.
Leroy, yeah, Leroy.
James Maddison, mental.
Maddie.
Doesn't matter what time it is. Where yeah. Jack Grealish. How about this, yeah? I'll sit down with Jack and Jack will be like, we kicking any footballs. Like, he wants to do the ball work. Mm. What a guy. What?
Accent.
Yeah, Manny. Oh, no, he's from Bram, innit?
Perfect.
I'm good at American accents, though.
Go on, then.
Fuck going on. Alright, we finna type shit.
Was that New York?
And that's word of my mother.
Oh,
that's New York. That's
statements.
New. Word of my mother.
You can't do sentences, though.
Yeah
no, you can't. Clearly not.
Hey, could you catch me? Hold on, watch. Wait. I've went into my South African bag.
Oh, I love South
Africa. Hey, could you get me the grocery bag over there, bro?
Not bad.
Hey, not bad. It can run
y'all,
in.
Y'all, hey. How long y'all been here but for? Yeah.
No, that's more like, no, you sound like that a racist man with a shirt and a cowboy hat.
Man said a shirt. You mean the lumberjack thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about though, innit?
What are you doing?
Go on, where are you laughing? Let me hear your joke.
I didn't do a black one.
Yeah. Do that one again, sorry. Let me listen to that again.
I just wondered how long y'all been here for.
Nah. The person I really want to film with is Jude.
Oh.
You know him?
Oh, Kevin De Bruyne.
I done the guy. What, man? Bro,
what
you know
a
what?
Guy Kevin
how,
is.
Again, privileged. Because you're naming these players and I've interviewed them too. Like, how privileged Aguero. Are we that we got to... Aguero. I remember your Kun one.
FIFA with him at yeah, the Etihad on
yeah.
A
I remember
Kun,
yeah. I think I remember that one you done with that. It's amazing.
But how privileged
But not that footballers...
I like this gratitude moment.
They're normal. They're normal people. Like, let's not get that twisted. But how privileged is it that we've been around to all these grounds and all these stadiums and we've kicked ball with these amazing ballers and spoke to them. Not only the things we say on camera, when we get off camera and we had
real conversations, yeah.
It's amazing, man. It's like, I look back, I had an interview with Usain Bolt. You man have obviously played with him what? And know him and all that.
No, he interviewed.
Who?
Ronaldinho. Do you know how mental
that's
that is?
That's a good one. It's a good one.
No, that one is...
In English?
Yeah, we spoke in English, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I was shaking.
He speaks English?
The bass, very basic.
Oh, okay.
Very basic.
That's
shaking.
A good one.
Like how Roberto speaks.
That is a good one. Yeah. All right, I got one. Recently, I interviewed Triple H.
Oh, cold.
Cold. I'm a WWE guy, so that
is
was...
Is he...
Woo!
Is he gone now?
In what sense? Is he gone? No, he's now... Gone.
Wrinkled off?
No way, man. I think he's talking of a one-off match again with The Rock.
Oh, like, wow, yeah, that'd be amazing.
He's now, I think he runs the, he's up there. I know he's got another organization. I forget the name, interviewed him, should really remember. There's another organization, like a feeder to WWE.
Okay.
WWF?
That was the old joke, no?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so Triple H, that was that, like, talking legendary. Like that one there, I was like looking at him like, man, like the Attitude Era, and he's giving us all of the juicy stories. And again, Americans, innit? Like, I don't know if you know, but if you noticed, but when you interview an American to the English, Americans are
much more open.
More open and go, you know what I mean? So
speaking of interviews, I really want to get a footballer on here, you know? But I don't want the footballer to be like, yeah, you know, like
good. You know who you lot should get? I think would be a good one.
Who?
And I talked to him away from this, he's a normal lad. Actually, nah.
No, do you know who would be an amazing one?
Go on.
His mate.
Who?
Trent
Alexander-Arnold.
Trent.
You see, when you're close with someone, like really mm-hmm. close, like he's really close mm-hmm. with Trent. So that's why it will be a good ep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Relax more.
Yeah, no, he'll be much more relaxed. But I'd love to do one with him. About off camera, wouldn't make the camera.
There's that as well.
Yeah, but then we could do, like, our podcasts are not always like that. Like, we have certain eps where we'll throw out a question and then me and him are debating a question the whole time. be interesting to see a football player's opinion.
I'll tell you what.
Like, we tried to get Jude when he was in England.
That's just to mention Jude. So Jude.
But he's hardly ever here. Well, he's here now for England.
For England. Casey done a video where Jude, like, when she cut her hair off, innit?
And
everyone was calling her Jude Bellingham. But Jude was in the comments laughing and, like, giving it to her. Yeah, so he pops up from time to time. And what did it, was the last, I can't think the last time I spoke to him, but he always...
Oh, come on, ask Trent.
Yeah.
Just message him now then.
No, why not? Seriously, man.
I've done some.
I'd like one footballer. And like, we're good at doing that, making them not be so formal spoken.
That is the, I suppose, the gift and why people like us are doing more and more talks with footballers because it's that probably we're not as trained, you know what I mean? And so sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but there's a sweet spot. There's always a sweet spot in this game, innit? And I think like, few interviews you lot have done, and myself, Craig Mitch, and a few of the other people, Harry. We've hit some good sweet spots with these ballers, man. Put them in a real comfortable space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely, man. 100%. But in terms of upcoming content with your stuff, like, what do you have? What, is there anything you want to say in particular, like, on the pod?
Oh, mate, still doing Steve O's Madman Show. Awesome. The next episode we got out is bought Leah her first car. Yeah, I've bought her first car, innit? So I don't want to say too much. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it, but I've got her a first car, surprised her.
She passed her test?
She's booked it, but she won't tell us the date.
Of course.
Yeah, she's booked it now, but she won't tell us the date. So yeah, we've got that one coming.
Is she a good driver?
Wicked. She drives the big whip.
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah, she's whipping it around the other day. She drives the big whip. But she thinks she drives
a big whip?
My RQ8. Yeah, she's in that.
You didn't need to say, oh, you could have just said Audi. All good though.
S anyway, but
RSQ it.
But listen, that's a
you know what it was? Yeah. It was this but one. Listen. Why is he adjusting? Yeah, then there was nothing to adjust.
Anyway, listen. No, I have. It's a skill. I'm not used to gathering them on. I wore this for you.
A man that can't say Gile has got an RSQ. It just shows you in life, guys. You can do what you want.
One word.
Do what you want.
Oh, listen. So,
So,
she drives the RS.
She drives cold.
So, Stephen, a Madman Show. A wicked episode to look forward to is the Leo one. What else? You've got a management company now?
Oh, Blood Club. We've got...
He signed arguably one of the biggest UK TikTokers.
At the moment, Bevo.
Bevo.
He signed him.
Yeah, he signed him. Bevo. You know the rules.
You know the rules.
Has he told you the rules yet?
Yeah.
Oh, has he told you yet?
I can't say though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's some rules.
What's your business partner's name, sorry? The Ade. One we at the boxing? Ade. Ade. Ade, right. Ade. Forgive me, Ade, if you're watching this.
Yeah, me and Ade, we've got a few little things popping.
What else? Come on, mate.
Big one that I'd like to mention is the clinic. So I've got some shares in a clinic, Mar Medica, medical cannabis.
But oh, is it?
Because my mum.
You still banning?
Medically, like for my knee. So yeah, I just want to. I ban a little bit more than what I should do, like the knee. My doctor can be
watching. I'm good.
That's a snap my cruise ship.
I've got tears in my eyes.
Look, you've been bunning.
He said he's bunning for his knee.
And he's trying his best to just really agree to it, man.
But
I hear it.
I don't even. I vaporize it as well. It's vape.
Oh, God.
It's illegal to actually roll with the.
It's for your knee.
Yeah, but you vaporize it anyway.
It's for your knee, yeah. Bro, just don't try to help him up, man. What are you doing right now?
That's all good.
He's allowed to have a little smoke. Listen, I used to smoke.
Hang about.
We had a joint once, didn't we?
See this geezer? Yeah.
What?
Blood clot.
What? We're not allowed to say that?
Because I just started smoking in the last 2 weeks. I haven't seen you.
We had a couple little puffs, didn't we?
Of course we have.
He was the Cali black. Right. Sorry. Shit. Sorry.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm joking. I'm playing it all quick. I am the Cali guy. Yeah. But yeah, this thing is a serious thing, though. This is a serious thing. It's for better pain relief, bro. Because they be chucking people in the hospitals.
So here's
them
a question. Educate me, yeah?
Go on.
Is medical weed different to the weed that I used to smoke?
Yeah.
Why?
Because some of the
not weed, as potent.
Depends. There's levels. So okay. You go onto the site, the Marmedica site, you can go on there.
Different
you,
milligrams.
And you can pick your no, it's the THC, the percentage. It might be a 20%, it might be a 27%, it might be an indica, it might be a sativa. So you might only want to smoke during the day because the sativa makes you a bit more tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's levels. Once you speak to a consultant like, and you actually get into it, you start smoking different.
Is that company based here?
Yeah, UK based.
Oh, what, we got that here?
5 years, man.
Oh, we've got that?
5 and a bit years. We've been legal in this country, and I want to share and tell people.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Yeah, did you?
Of course not.
There's young kids.
No, but not that because no, you ban. No, but it's just like sometimes news you hear.
You, no, they and don't, they don't want you to know.
Huh?
And it's helping with your knee, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, you lot. Yeah.
You, I swear you forgot to God.
He's putting biscotti in the Rizla for his knee. He's got gorilla fucking glue.
GG4.
For his knee.
Are you joking, mate? Let me tell you, please.
I'm not laughing at your business venture.
No.
Oh, I need you to understand that.
I know you're not.
I'm just having a laugh because me and you used to fucking sit there having a joint, and not once did he mention his damn knee to me.
Yeah, go. Let me catch you there.
You know what, Philly? This is the sickest thing, and this is why I'm here. I didn't know that you could bun weed, yeah, flour, as I call it. I call it all the right flour, stuff now,
yeah,
trust
yeah.
me.
You yeah, gotta, I call it the right stuff now.
No, because you've got to be, because natural, if you start remedies. Talking about it thinking it's recreational, then my message, I promise you, it's gonna get messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's people, not funny, it's not
no,
funny.
No, it is funny because, you know why it's funny? I literally go onto a site and I pick Gorilla Glue and all of the things, I pick the amount, I get prescribed 40 grams a month, I picked the ones.
Oh, no way, you're in it like
my,
that.
It comes to my front door.
You're lying, you've got that link. Oh my God.
I've got the company, brother. Please, don't play with me.
So what?
And I rang you lot up a couple of years ago about investing in shit. Yeah?
Hold on. So
don't play with me.
I wouldn't have for certain reasons. That's
no, yes,
yeah, for
yes,
me,
yes,
yeah, for him,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me something.
Go on.
Police pull you over, yeah?
Yes.
You've got two joints.
Yes.
Have you got a card to say it's medical?
So I've got this, we've moved on from that. It's obviously on my email. I've got like an email or they're bringing an app out, but I can go onto my email, show them my prescriptions. I've got all the details there. Obviously, I'm always going to be over the limit because I take it medically for my knee. So anytime they stop me,
sorry.
Listen, I'm always gonna be over the limit.
Sorry. No, don't do that. Don't read.
Yeah, but listen. Does it come in bud form? Or is it like in
flour? So you can get it in flour, you can get it in oil, flour, you can get it in cream. get my bag. No, sorry to send you in my bag.
No, never is it going to make
no,
it.
No, it's a case. Trust me.
Don't show us no buds. Don't show no buds on it.
I won't. You're not allowed to.
Yeah,
brother,
yeah.
I'm going to show you. Thank you, love.
Thank you, love.
Oh.
That is lit.
That's proper medicine.
Yeah. I'm not playing, bro.
Yeah.
Chimango Kush. Fuck is going on here?
Hey, do you want to hear something crazy? Yeah. So, I've been traveling the world going to meet cultivators.
Thank
you. Yeah,
whoa,
man.
I didn't even open it.
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
see the lid come
off? Yeah,
don't
on.
Need to. Whoa.
Right, listen. So,
whoa.
I've been traveling the world, just come back from Portugal, going to meet cultivators. Because when I first got into it, the bud was dead. Yeah? It was terrible. It's crazy, bro. You know what's crazy? No. Yeah. I'm with you. Please understand that.
No. We know it helps. No, we're just laughing.
Forget about that. I'm not talking about how, brother, I've been on my snap when the postman's at my door. I'm like, brother, are you kidding me? And then he went jail for this. And now I'm saving so many lives because of this, bro. So it's funny, bro, that I can go on there and pick and choose. And the guy comes to my door. I look at. I say, nah, this science wrong here, science going on. But listen, so recently, as I said, I've been traveling the world, going to meet different cultivators, going to pick the best bud flower of a guy called Drew. Drew is sharing, like, green-haired guy. You must have probably seen him online.
Oh,
but in doing that, I traveled with my bud.
So you're allowed to travel to, with your brother?
Exactly.
But not if it's like a Middle Eastern country. No.
If you've got the right form, so you just got to notify Mar Medico or whoever the clinic you're with.
Hear what he just said.
What did you say?
Middle East?
Huh?
Middle East?
Well, I doubt it. You know.
No. Yeah. If you can only travel to a country that allows the laws are eased. Like, I went to Portugal. They've decriminalized all drugs in
if
Portugal.
To the Middle East,
all drugs. All drugs.
No, not my every single place drug.
Now. Everything.
My favorite place now.
It doesn't mean nothing. I swear to God. No, but you know why? Think about it.
That's my favorite place.
Think about it though. People first start taking drugs and they gateway, right? Because they think it's cool. If you decriminalize it and make it not cool, no one really wants to do it. But the moment you start, I'm telling you, bro.
No. I see your opinion, but.
Let's go out.
Kind of disagree.
Let's go out. I want to get on it. Yeah, because it's cool. It's edgy. It's against it. No, it's not. You can go and do it in there. You can walk down the road of it. Like, okay, that takes the onus of it. For a lot of young kids, for a lot of young people.
Oh, okay,
starting,
okay.
I think so.
So if you go to like a Dubai, for example, your knee's gonna be hurting then.
My knee's gonna be hurting.
Yeah, but obviously
I'll be flying with extra space on them Emirates.
Yeah, to make sure your knees,
my knee gets.
Yeah.
But it was costing me.
But your knees are right now because of it.
My knee, the way I managed, I promise you, boy, so I speak to my consultant, was totally honest, given my medical history. And she's taught me how to medicate properly, brother. When we get up, wait, bake, smoke all day, all of that, that's not it.
No, that's to hold me. I don't smoke no more, you know.
I know you don't, big up.
How do you know? I'll tell you.
He told me, yeah. He told me. Even Harry stopped for a bit, right? And that.
He stopped completely.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, big up yourselves, man. And drinking. Yeah. No, Harry's the truth. All right, let's all give Harry a round of applause, man. No, Harry Pinero is the truth, bro.
He stopped all that, yeah?
He stopped everything,
love it,
bro.
Love it. Wow. I ain't stopping anytime soon because of my knee. But yeah, man, definitely. It's taught me how to medicate properly. People that have had mental health problems, don't go near it. So when you're seeing people on there, they're like,
oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought... Again, I'm not educated on this subject.
Ask me away.
I used to smoke, I definitely just used to smoke to get high.
Mm.
But I thought weed helped with mental stuff.
No. Well, not when you already have it.
When you already have it, if you've had psychosis.
So then why do? Oh, okay, okay. So then why do people go, oh, I'm stressed out, I need a fag, I need a zoot?
Mental. A lot of it's placebo. Like when we're talking the medicated weed flower that I get, like it's got toxins in it. It's got toxins in it that are actually going to pain relief. You know what I mean? It's stopping kids having epilepsy fits and all the rest of it.
What, the weed? Oh yes, oh my God. There's this documentary on it, but the little girl don't smoke it, you know?
No, she vaporizes it.
No, she don't even vape it, gang. She uses it on her skin, bro.
Yeah, so do I. So that's what
it's
I use
mad,
for my
you
back,
know?
Though. That's what I use for
I
my,
watched this documentary.
Back problem as well now.
I use it for my back. You already eat it. You know that. But you know what? I'm happy we've got some information out there, man.
And a little viral as well. Yeah. Hey, TikTok, do what you do best,
just
man.
Just crushing it on his back, remember?
Yeah.
Knee.
Man, no, imagine that. Back spud. I'm not. If Manda gave me a draw on that zoo, I'd be living.
Yeah, Kevin, yeah.
Back bud.
With that, I get the oil. And I mix the oil. I melt the oil down.
No, that's a real thing.
Yeah. And then I pull it with coconut oil. Simple ting, bang. I was on steroid cream for 11 years. Anytime I stop using the steroid cream, inflame again. And there's a lot of people, I speak on my snap with them. This one, I've started using it. It's calmed it right down.
So you'd have to use
God,
cream.
God,
no, not at all.
God willing, the business is successful for you, though.
Oh, mate. It's
seriously,
doing
I
well
mean
right
it.
Now.
It's killing it, bro.
It's killing
no,
it.
No, well, okay. Well, then rephrase that. I hope it continues to be successful.
And killing it means saving lives, helping people. That's what killing it means. The money side of it that we're going to get.
Dying in it, killing it, saving people's.
Yeah. You're a barzer. Big up with the music as well. Okay,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. It's good.
What else?
Just shot a pilot. So listen, man,
I'm done with pilots, man. They do my nothing.
So this is my own one, though.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
It's my first own one. Imagine that. I said, you know what? I am sick. I've shot so many pilots over the years. I've spent on the family show, we spent 130 grand, that pilot was. 30 grand of it was on PPE. We've done a lot of pilots, right? Top spec, the sitting in hard drives, yeah? So this time, obviously, I'm doing a bit of a rebrand, as we spoke earlier, giving the family space. We still film, we still go away, I still vlog Leah and the boyfriend, but just calmed it down, right? So it's about what do I love? I always tell people, they say, Steve-O, man, I want to get into what you're doing and all of this. I say, what do you love? Get a camera, talk about it. Well, I love nostalgia. Always have big nostalgia. I don't know if I've got any, usually got some sort of nostalgia on. Big nostalgia fan. So yeah, man, I'm going to do a nostalgia pod show where my friends come in.
On your own?
On my own, mate. On my own. Like the first episode, so the pilot episode, we had Big Nasty.
Do you want to say the name of it, or is it too early?
Back in the days, no. Back in the days. Back in the days. That's it, mate. With Steve-O the Madman.
Dope. Well, look out for that soon.
Yeah, it's coming, man.
My boy's got his podcast coming.
I'm going to come in there with some shambalas.
Shambalas.
No, this is it. So you bring an item. I asked Nasty, what is it that you like? He said Tamagotchi.
Yeah, man was Scooby-Doo's.
I didn't expect it, but I bought him a Tamagotchi. And when I handed it to him, he was so gassed. It ruined the show because he had to look after it.
No one listened to what I just said? Scooby-Doo's? Wait.
Go on.
Don't remember the two plastic things and you did.
Oh, the crisscross little thing.
You're my brother.
Oh, remember, my God,
No, you know it. I'm telling you. I'll show you.
Allah, I remember that.
You remember, yeah?
Oh, we
called them Scooby-Doo.
There used to be some girls in my school that could do it like six different colours. They used to be lit.
Oh, I know them. The girls used to do it. Yes.
Look,
you make all
things.
Shapes and that. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You remember that in school? Yeah, cold, innit?
What else were they called, though? There's another name.
So yeah, they are called Scooby-Doo. I didn't make it up. Yeah, look how I spelled Scooby-Doo, though. Like the actual Scooby-Doo.
Wait, so you had a restaurant as well, no?
Oh, yeah. What happened with that? It was actually good, bro.
Yeah, wicked.
Don't you remember? You got it renovated. I remember I went to go watch the Arsenal game down there.
ISO sushi, yeah.
ISO sushi, yeah.
I really enjoyed it, bro. The food was good. The shisha was good.
I didn't need it. Like, it was...
I remember, yeah, because, what happened?
That made me learn that don't have your own... just get percentages. So now I've got 5 businesses, but I own percentages of them. You know what I mean? So I get a dividend and that's it, mate. I don't have to go in and when someone don't turn up, I'm doing washing up or taking the bins out.
Yeah, because you was
stressing.
Really on the field.
Yeah, which that's what it needs to build a business. You've got to be in it. You know what I mean? But I don't want that. I built a business.
Hey, Crepes and Cones still open?
Yeah.
Open?
Yeah.
I used to speak to them about Cones about that and J2K a lot. And again, all having the same issues I was having. It was tough, man. Food. People want to complain about food.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest failed industry in the whole
it's
like
tough, man.
Thing. Like it's the most failed. How do I phrase it?
Oh,
most failures come from opening a restaurant. Oh.
I've got another investment. I've got a VR app. Yeah, called Anaballers.
How many ventures do you have, brother?
Just little pieces of pies, man. Let's keep ticking. Man. So when things ain't there, that's there. You know what I mean? If the internet goes, there's no quite internet base, to be honest with you, but they've got some shit going on. But
What's this app?
So it's for basically to get kids and their parents to be together doing sport without them knowing. So we've got like, it's a VR app. So we've got a whole island of levels where the kids, instead of saying like, kick the ball, we're saying like, you got to dodge the snake. And then they're going through the VR and then when they're filming, they're in the VR world dodging the snake, but it's a football skill. So we've got like level one coaches that have put skills into it. But
Steve-O's explained it crap, sorry. Just to
do you know it?
I've already got it, yeah.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I use it.
Fuck off.
With my son.
Like, no way.
It's little animal characters and you basically point the camera at your kids and like when they do a football trick, then like it animates like flames coming off the ball or like an animal with them. And my son like loves it because obviously we film him doing keep it up, he's 3. And then there's like an animal. He wants to watch it back and see the animal with him.
Get him to be a brand ambassador. Look how well explained that was.
Okay. It's still little, we're working on it. It's still things
that's
are getting
though,
some
the
more
fact
investment.
That you've mentioned that and he's like, child uses that.
Did you know he was involved in it?
I didn't know he was involved, but now I like it even more.
Yeah, man. So, but again,
Lawrence
is amazing, mate. So it gets you though, like you got to remember, even if you don't go on to be a great footballer, that's having parents, kids coming
just
together
and
not
to thinking
it's
work.
Just like
to make the youths do as well, man. That's like when I'm with my niece, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm running out of things to do now.
Yeah, it's cold.
Like we've played Grey About 50 to, she loves my song.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it.
She'll go, oh, Mas means my uncle.
Yeah.
Mas tío.
Should we get the elephant in the room out? Obviously, I messaged your mum, didn't I? Should we get that out of the way? Are we not going
to laugh?
Hey, what happened here then?
Messaged my mum.
I didn't even know it was his mum, man. I'm just showing love to like a Spartan.
So can you not start it like that? Because you know what TikTok's going to do with that now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't think I didn't see you on Tyrone's stream as well, talking shit about my mum.
talking. Don't do that.
Well, that's how you start.
Would I ever?
Oh yeah, Philly's mum. I messaged Philly's mum. Don't start like that then.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's
the, you know, I'm right, innit?
Yeah, and what did you message her?
No, just he made a big deal out of it, but you know.
No, my mum loves Steve-O.
Pick up Philly's mum.
No, she loves him. Name Maria. Yeah, of course. Maria. She loves him, bro.
Yeah, man.
And she always wanted to meet him.
That could still happen, right? We could still.
No, the fuck is going on here, bro?
Victim of my own success. Hey, you know what I mean?
The fuck is going on here?
But, yeah,
but you're laughing.
No, because of your reactions. What the hell's going on?
Why would you not defend Mumsky?
You're doing the ping-pong thing again.
No.
You're doing that ping-pong thing again.
Me and you are family, bro.
Yeah, 100.
So you got to view that as your mum. Do you want him to meet your mum?
Him personally? Yeah. Never in a million years.
So why is it funny when it's my mum?
Because of your reactions.
I don't laugh at
everything. If you just nipped it in the bud and was serious about it, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, well, you're not meeting
her. You made out, like, that little emoji I sent her, the purple thing, was... No, it wasn't that one. It was the face wasn't it? It was the face thing, innit?
Yeah. I just want to make sure you're not laughing.
Yeah. You know you're sick.
And you're like, why is Steve sending that? Right. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I done my own snap.
Yeah.
I said, let me play off this now.
Yeah.
See?
He plays off things. Let me play off this.
You don't want Steve as a stepdad, though. Like,
exactly.
Anyway, moving on to the next section.
Now, I actually want to ask you quickly, though, man.
I've got a gift for you lot.
Nice.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. Big up yourself. Round of applause. Only me and you, though. We clap for Steve and everyone else behind camera. Wait. Ooh. I don't like this, though. Well, I do like it because you're the second person to ever give us a gift. Third. First one was M. Huncho.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one was Specs. And now you.
What did Specs get you?
But I don't like...
Truffles.
Truffles.
Yeah. And but what I don't like is that no one ever thinks about the people that helped the show run, which is Lawrence and Lara. Mm-hmm. Have you got a gift for Lawrence and Lara too?
Look.
Oh, nice.
Four hats.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, they even asked if you check the messages. I did ask him.
But can't I have that one? Yeah,
is it? This is the new design. You liking this,
bro?
Is
that one's the new S with cold. So there's not another one of that.
This is brand new, just on the way out. Just got
Yeah, it's a good hat, you know.
I need a hat today, though. But
yeah, I'm playing, man.
Huh?
This hat's heavy.
That's cold.
Hat's cold, bro.
Yeah, man. Lauren. Yeah, well, pick one, man, and the girls, have one, man. They're the new ones. So obviously, you know, I used to sell my hats like crazy, but I've now left Starter. I've gone on my own. Everything now.
Put my Rolex Formula One hat over there, please. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you.
This hat's cold, fam.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a snap back in ages. You know.
Hmm?
I haven't seen you.
Because my brother don't send me none. He used to send me hella, man.
So I saw that for 2 years.
Snapback. It reminds me of like 2018 Philly.
And when I'm dressed like 2018,
it's like wearing a lot of snaps,
just trackies and snaps all the time. But that's when I just genuinely didn't care about how I looked.
She's saying, like, No, he's doing it, does he?
That's not what I'm saying. But like, I made a conscious decision to present myself in the best possible way every time I leave my house.
It looks good.
Today, I couldn't be bothered.
Why?
I was knackered.
Because I'm here.
No, I was just tired.
I mean, like, he doesn't even know he's doing it.
Even before we started this, for everyone listening and watching, as soon as I walked in and I saw Steve on Chunks, I said, come on, let's start. I want to go home. Yeah. Did I not say that?
Bad energy.
But it's I've enjoyed it.
No, I don't know if you have. But before we leave, because we haven't been filming for quite a long time, I want to ask you, how is your mental health?
How is my mental health?
That's not good, is it?
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Give a serious answer.
No, because, bro, and I'm cut from the older cloth, innit? But bro, I promise you, and it's no sly on anyone, but every day's tough. Every day's tough. Like, and the good days, the happy days, cherish them, because all the other days are stress and all the rest of it. But we chase happiness thinking that we got to be happy every single day. I'm okay with not being happy every single day. I'm okay with heartache. I'm okay with loss and all of it because I know it's part of life. I used to hate it. I used to say, why me? Growing up, why me? Why take my brother? Why take my mum? Why give her this? Why give her that? Like, all of that. Why? Well, now I know why, because I'm a vessel to share to the masses that you can get through it. You can get all of that and you can carry on. You know what I mean? So how's my mental health? Probably like everyone else. Like, I have some sad days, some really good days, which... is mad because I have them after the sad days. I'm like, am I mental for real? You know what I mean? But man, I'm all right, man. Like,
I love that answer, bro.
The only bad, sad thing, and it's my kids. I miss them. I'm in this house, bro. I'll start, bro. Big house. It's echoes. I used to hear, you remember my little house? I used to hear them. Like, I used to get annoyed. Now I want to hear them. So yeah, that's tough.
Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing so much with us.
Kids get you, man.
Yeah, he feels emotional again.
Anytime as a kid.
And they love you. And I'm sure they're grateful for everything you've done for it.
Boys.
What?
Well done. Like, tears in my eyes now, but bruv, it's been tough.
Yeah.
Getting to this stage and,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So just big up yourselves, man. Like, you lot are fully cemented. Like, you've showed us, like, if I showed us that you could maybe, from the van, start working for commercial companies and doing like the JD stuff and all the rest of it, and still being yourself and all the rest of it, like, you lot showed us a next level. Work with F1 and World Soccer Aid, if I said it right? Soccer Aid and all the rest of it. Like, and next, so now there's kids now that can look at that and, like, basically you set the ceiling. Is there's, like, no dreams impossible, innit? Like, reminding. Like,
wow.
Yeah, man. So, like, speak up. You look, like, we've all.
We did that, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm still going to continue to do more.
So, big up. Yeah, big up.
Thank you, brother. It means a lot. But I always pay homage to the people that done it before us. Don't Jealous Me, Vooj, Poe, Craig Mitch. Help me think of another name.
Steve-O.
Arnold
Squeezy, was it?
Squeezy. There's loads. Like, there's loads, so man. They had to touch certain Jazzy. Heights for us to touch. Jazzy, how dare I? For us to touch even bigger heights. And then the next generation will do bigger than what we've done.
RS.
Now he was the coldest.
He's
an amazing actor, by the way. But anyway, we'll be here all day.
Yeah.
With that being said, I really, really hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you so much. Please
Honorable mention, please. Sorry. To my guy, White Yardie, innit? Like, he's
White
been
Yardie,
doing it
White Yardie.
From the early...
White Yardie.
He don't get many brand deals. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know why, but he still goes out, he sells out shows and tours around the world. I'm so proud of him. Like, he's a
big
tough
White
time.
Yardie. Take three.
Sorry.
All right,
Sorry.
Everyone, take care. See you later. I've been Philly. He's been Chunks. He's been Steve the Madman. Please make sure you comment, like, and subscribe. And audio listeners, please try and watch the eps because they're good. I feel like the way me and Chunks were doing faces about Steve talking about his knee was hilarious. Anyway, bye, take care, and see you next week.
Yeah, man.